Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello, everyone. Kevin Don, the Get Fit Guy here. This past week, I was reading about something super interesting, which is the effect of localized thermal cooling on performance. Therefore, I thought I'd give everyone a break from the philosophy and talk about fitness this week. Aren't you the lucky ones? So, first of all, before we discuss the effects of localized cooling, let's discuss global heating. And by this, I mean global as it applies to a whole organism, not to the planet. So what are the negative effects on performance of an organism just being too hot? So our exercise capacity depends upon the ability of your body to dissipate heat and to maintain blood flow to the muscles that are being used during exercise. As the effort of an exercise increases, so does your blood pressure, and this decreases blood plasma volume. When we begin to overheat, either via overexertion or by exercising in a really hot environment, then blood plasma volume decreases even faster because we are sweating and therefore losing body fluids. This means that during overheating, there may simply just be insufficient blood flow to adequately dissipate heat and to supply the working muscles. So eventually this means that you will succumb to thermal distress. Thermal distress includes things like dehydration or loss of body fluid, cramping, which is involuntary spasms of the skeletal muscle, heat exhaustion or weakness, which is caused by the inability of your circulation to compensate for the dilation of blood vessels in the skin. We can also see fainting and heat stroke, which is the failure of your hypothalamus to regulate temperature in your system as a whole. All of these issues can in fact just combine into one big blur, resulting in failure to perform as your temperature rises. And cutting out your ability to keep going is really the only thing that your body could do in this situation to avoid any lasting damage and ultimately potentially your survival. However, those of us who play sports want to prolong performance of the said sport for as long as possible within an event. And having your body just cut out on you is detrimental to performance. And this is where palm cooling comes in. And it really is exactly as it sounds. Cooling the palm of the hand came about from research into the exact opposite, actually. It was about how warming the palms could aid in temperature moderation in individuals with hypothermia or being too cold. The original research was done by Stanford University, and then further research was funded by the US military into how to best to moderate heat stress into armed forces personnel. And they developed what was known as the Stanford glove, which was worn to facilitate either palm heating or cooling via a vacuum process. Now, like many other protocols with specific developmental uses, it was eventually adapted for sports performance. Further studies were then conducted into the effects of palm cooling as an intervention in athletes in a hot environment who were performing aerobic exercise. In the study, participants ran on a treadmill and had measures of performance taken. They then repeated the same test with one palm being cooled. And it was found that palm cooling extended aerobic work capacity when compared to no palm cooling. In another study on endurance, cyclists completed a 30-kilometer time trial. They showed lower core temperatures in the athletes with palm cooling, which enabled a higher sustained workload and a faster time to completion of the time trial. Similar improvements in performance were seen in strength output also. In a bench press study, participants used palm cooling, then palm heating, and then what they called palm neutral, so neither cooling nor heating. And in all tests, palm cooling increased total reps to failure by 26%. So, how does palm cooling work, and can you do it yourself? Now, before anyone goes out for a run whilst holding an ice cube, let's have a look at the protocols. So there are actually a number of palm cooling devices available. Some of them use negative pressure, like the Stanford glove, and that's basically a low-level vacuum, and others use a self-cooling system, whilst others need to be cooled first and then recooled after a period of use because they just heat up.
Radio Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For most of us who are at-home exercisers or casual gym athletes, we're going to be cost-limited. No one is going to be jumping out to buy a negative pressure vacuum glove for their morning gym session. So most of us will be in the camp of using a device that you pre-cool and then just use for the duration of the session, and then you put it back in the fridge or the freezer to cool it again. And these devices, they look a little bit like a can of soda, and they cost about $40. The next thing to think about is how you would actually use this in your training. Because obviously, if you're a lifter, you're going to be having a barbell in your hands, right? So how do you hold a palm cooling device? If you're a runner, it's very likely that your hands will be empty. And if you're a functional fitness or CrossFit athlete, there may be times where your hands are sometimes empty, and at other times you're carrying or using an object. So if you're training strength and you wanted to use palm cooling, you would just do your normal warm-up and mobilization technique. You're not really in any danger of overheating, just warming up and doing mobilization. However, once you start to get into your working sets, that's where you will use palm cooling. And what you'll do is you'll do your set of bench press, and then you'll use palm cooling in between sets. And as with all of the workout types that we're going to talk about today, you want to start your palm cooling when you start working. Because there's no point in you trying to cool yourself down once you've already passed the overheating threshold. You want to avoid that. And if you're training for functional fitness or CrossFit, then there'll usually be a skill or strength component at the beginning of your workout. And you would just do exactly as I mentioned already for strength training, where you will do your set of skill or strength, and then you will apply palm cooling during the intraset workout periods. And many actual functional fitness workouts won't allow you to palm cool, because some of them, you might be using a kettlebell, you might be using a dumbbell, a barbell, you might be doing pull-ups, you might be using gymnastic rings. However, there are going to be things that you'll be doing during the workout where your hands will be empty. For example, if you were doing a workout which had box jumps, you're going to have empty hands. If you were doing a workout where you were running, you're going to have empty hands. Maybe you were doing some air squats, you're going to have empty hands. Likewise, the same thing goes for if you were maybe doing a partner workout. So the time that your partner is working, you're going to be holding your palm cooling device. The same thing goes for what we call an EMOM, or every minute on the minute, where you do a set number of reps within a minute. And then when the next minute begins, you do the reps again. So if it takes you 15, 20 seconds to perform the reps, you've now got 40 seconds before your next set of reps where you're going to palm cool. And if you're an endurance athlete, then palm cooling is already much easier for you because typically your hands will be free. The only thing that you might find a scenario where it's not would be something like mountain biking or road biking, but you can still allow for palm cooling because of built-in rest periods. So that's it for this week. Palm cooling is backed by science. Multiple studies have been conducted on this. Performance will decrease as you heat up, and cooling the palm will trick the system and enable you to push harder for longer. Any questions, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Director of Podcasts, Brandon Getches, and I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you had a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or visit the show notes in your podcast app.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.